Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. In the spotlight on Money FM 89.3.
You're listening to Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. Now, earlier this week, the government announced the extension plans of the progressive wage model to include more sectors and cover specific occupations by 2023.
But it's not just Singapore workers that are expected to get a boost to their pay in the coming years. According to the latest salary budget planning report by Willis Towers Watson, companies here in Asia Pacific plan to give employees larger raises next year.
That's as they recover from the economic fallout of the pandemic and face mounting challenges attracting and retaining employees. To tell us more, we're joined on the line now by Vidisha Mehta, Head of Talent and Rewards in Singapore at Willis Towers Watson. Vidisha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start off. How much more can APAC workers expect to take home next year? We've got to start off with that question.
That is a very loaded question, you know.
That is the question.
So let me jump right to it. You know, you've mentioned it that there is, you know, optimism in the market for 2022 as compared to the previous year. And that is being driven by recovery as well as by challenges in attracting and retaining employees. So we see that across Asia Pacific, we're projecting salary increases of about 5.3%. Now, having said that, Asia Pacific is a really big region. And Willis Towers Watson's salary budget actually covers 13 or so countries in the region. So we're seeing countries like India, Indonesia, Vietnam. These are emerging markets. They're going to see numbers higher than 7%. Whereas mature markets like Japan, South Korea, Australia will see relatively more modest increases of up to 4%. So what that means for Singapore, of course, and I'm sure that's coming up.
That was just going to come. That was what was rolling off my tongue right now. What about here in Singapore?
Here in Singapore, we had actually projected, you know, in 2021, actual salary increases were at about 3.2%, which was relatively lower. We are expecting to see 3.7% average increases for 2022.
Would you have any information on which sector would likely see the highest increases?
Look, certain sectors, you know, have really done well during, you know, the last year. If you think about the increase in remote work, for example, that has driven a lot of growth for telecommunications and media kind of companies. So,
again, media companies,
so
interesting.
We can stay in our jobs, Rachel.
Yeah, you guys can feel happy about that. So we do see the biggest increases, and these are in the range of 4 to 4.4% in media, fintech, as well as pharmaceutical and health sciences.
What about the other side of it, sectors that may not get this salary raise?
Of course. You know, we saw last year that certain sectors, in fact, froze salary raises. And unsurprisingly, sectors like construction, property, engineering, hospitality, tourism, they did see a bit of a challenge. So what we find this year is that along with construction, property, engineering, we probably see energy and natural resources. In fact, that's the one where we're seeing the lowest average salary budget increase for 2022.
We're speaking with Vidisha Mehta, Head of Talents and Rewards in Singapore at Willis Towers Watson. So, Vidisha, you've shared with us what kind of raise those across the region can expect. But, you know, we've got to talk about the past year with the pandemic and the impact that that's had on results, because many people saw pay cuts, pay freezes in 2020 and 2021. So is this a result partly of a low base effect?
Absolutely. You know, the impact of the pandemic has been widespread and it's been large. You know, in our study last year, close to one third of the companies in Asia Pacific actually cancelled salary reviews. And this number has dropped to 13% this year and is forecast to return to a fairly low level of 2.5% next year. So we're basically going back to the 2019, you know, kind of levels. And these are coinciding with, you know, like we said, the economic recovery, but also the demand for labor and a shortage in supply for very specific professional roles with premium skills.
All right. What about the work from home hybrid model and things like that? I think we were talking about how one of the U.S. companies, Google, right, was going to base the salary on how far you have to travel for work and all these things. Is this something that is viable for us here in Asia Pacific?
And is that creating more flexible wage models as well?
It is. Again, Asia Pacific is such a diverse area. You know, in large countries like China, India, Indonesia, Australia, definitely location-based pay and, you know, work policies are on the increase. The work that we do, you know, with clients, we're seeing more and more that companies are beginning to use flexible work as their talent attraction strategy. Because what they find is that it's actually a key differentiator and is allowing people to attract higher quality talent because, you know, people want these kind of jobs.
And is it because you have a wider talent pool as well because you're no longer geographically restricted?
That's an interesting question. You know, it is a consideration and we have heard conversations around, you know, is there going to be offshoring as a result of the flexibility of location? And what we find is that, you know, offshoring strategy is a little more, you know, related to how businesses deliver service. So flexible work in and of itself may allow us to have a larger talent pool and make exceptions. But we rarely see that big swathes of jobs will actually move to other locations, you know, in the shared service models that we see in, say, locations like the Philippines or in India. We don't expect that scale of movement of jobs.
Here in Singapore, of course, they've been pushing upskilling, reskilling the workforce to make them more relevant to the future of work. How necessary is this for employees if they want to see higher wages?
We've all heard about the PM speech with the progressive wage model being extended. But at the same time, the other aspect that we see in Singapore is that one of the attractions for Singapore as a location is a highly skilled workforce. And that's why it tends to be have regional headquarters for a lot of multinational organizations. So, you know, with that competitive advantage, so to speak, we need to kind of maintain that in terms of keeping employees upskilled. And this is cutting across sectors again, you know, even in relatively more manual work kind of sectors, we are seeing increased automation so that people can actually perform jobs that are higher value adding, which, you know, necessarily require higher level of skills to do, and finally provide an increased opportunity to earn higher wages.
Okay. Well, Vidisha, thank you so much for taking the time to share all of that with us. We all look forward to a pay rise while we work remotely from Hawaii next year. Anyway, it's been wonderful having you on the show. Take care and stay safe.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on. You guys have a lovely evening.
Thank you. We've been speaking with Vidisha Mehta, Head of Talents and Rewards in Singapore at Willis Towers Watson. You're listening to Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.